1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
All right, let's check in with Gary Graff. How are the local fests where you are?
The local what? I'm sorry.
The local fests, the summer festivals, the...
They're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone, much like, summer fests.
Yeah, we lost a big one yesterday.
Well, and that's, I think as we spoke about when they postponed it into the fall, that was kind of ambitious and hopeful. I think, as we've said before, 2020 is pretty much going to be a wash. The good news is they've already started to reschedule Summerfest 2021.
So well, and then, you
obviously, Sheryl Crow and Dave Matthews all have dates for next year's Summerfest.
Right, and, even if you decide your local folks want to host something and have an event, you still got to talk the bands into getting there, right?
Sure. We'll see. I do think, the summer of 2021 is not a slam dunk guarantee to happen either.
Right.
In terms of concerts. So, but I think, I think people are hopeful. It's not necessarily going to rely on a vaccine, but that would certainly help. Otherwise it's going to be down to testing and other measures. And what we're going to see the rest of 2020, I think, is people, venues and promoters feeling their way through it in smaller things, whether it's drive-in shows or whether some clubs and theaters are going to step up and be willing to do shows for a greatly reduced capacity. And then we'll see how it works.
Are we going to have a drive-in concert before too long?
I think everybody will. We haven't had any scheduled on, in our neck of the woods, but I'm seeing a lot of others. Alan Jackson's going to do a couple down in Alabama. And, he had to postpone those because of the weather. But he's going to be doing it next weekend instead of this weekend. And that's a big name doing one of those shows. So we'll see how that works out. But I think you're going to see those just about everywhere at some point during the summer.
So is Elton John's financial difficulty, this is all COVID-related too?
Yeah, he's saying they are. This is really interesting too, because first the Forbes comes out yesterday with their list of top paid entertainers. Elton John is the number one musician on that list with a worth of $81 million. But we get news this week that he is, and this, the quote is, bereft financially because he had to cancel this year's leg of his farewell tour, which was apparently a $75 million hit for him.
Wow.
Canceling all those dates. So he's laid off his band, including longtime members like Davy Johnstone and Nigel Olsen. He's cut the domestic staff. Yeah, he has a domestic staff, just like the rest of us do, at his home in Atlanta. And he horrors he may have to cut some domestic staff at his home in England.
Does he still have to pay a big percentage to that manager? The guy in the movie,
that's long gone. I know, and I don't know what his tax situation in England is. For a long time, you had British art entertainers of all kinds, would move to the U.S. or take up residence in France because Britain's income tax, was so debilitating. So I'm not sure what the situation is for him over there as well. But, it's kind of an interesting thing to see. And like I say, and according to the Times in Britain, his actual worth is $445 million. But, everybody's got to tighten up a little.
I would have thought he's a billionaire by now.
A billion is a lot of money.
Well,
he did a lot of cocaine, Brian.
Kylie Jenner was tickling the billion.
Yeah, and he spends a lot, just those glasses and costumes all those years.
All right.
He makes a lot, but he spends a lot, Brian.
What about
exactly.
The guys in his...
So a billion's a lot to get to. Some other things that went down this week, the Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett tour has been postponed to the summer of 2021. New dates for that is pending. That was supposed to open up June 18th.
How relieved was Vince Neil about that?
I'm sure. Yeah, I think everybody was a little bit relieved.
Trying to get in shape, I don't know.
Yeah, Tool has canceled the rest of its has officially canceled its North American dates. Korn and Faith No More canceled their tour. Kiss has postponed its summer tour of Europe. And the Hodag Festival in Rhinelander was supposed to take place July 9th through 12th. That has also been canceled
for
the summer.
Yes, yes. So, those are the problems. What do we got that's good? What's going on online this weekend?
Well, online this week, we've got some fun stuff. Steel Panther on Sunday. This is a ticketed show, friends. And they are going to be doing but they promise it'll be like a full-scale concert, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. You can wake up on Saturday with Johnny Rotten. He's doing a screening of this Public Image Limited documentary along with the other band members. So you can enjoy some tea and crumpets and Public Image Limited, which will be a lot of fun. Let's see, you'll be able to, Billy Joel is streaming his 2008 concert film live at Shea Stadium at 7 o'clock Sunday on his official Facebook page. Puddle of Mud is playing from the Whiskey a Go-Go at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. Tickets for that are $15, but if you want to pop for $50, you can get a video meet and greet with the band. So, they're still doing that kind of stuff.
Wow, with Puddle of Mud?
I know, with Puddle of Mud. It could be more, if it
was Kiss. They're filling a void in the market, so.
Oh, exactly.
Sure. I'm just surprised he's not in jail right now. Usually.
No, he's cleaned up. He cleaned up his act. He kind of went, in 2018, Wes Scanlon went into rehab.
Oh, he did. He did that many times.
Kind of straightened it up. By the way, I said Johnny Rotten was Saturday. It's actually Sunday at 4 a.m., by the way, but I imagine it will live on via YouTube and other, other media.
Hey, these shows that are live shows, but without a crowd, do they dub in crowd sounds to make it seem like they are there?
They haven't yet in the ones I've seen. Some of the others may, but like Dropkick Murphys last Friday, which was from Fenway Park, which was great. No crowd noise and a big empty stadium but in that particular case, and I've noticed in a lot of the others, really good sound production.
Yeah,
and that's key. If it sounds good, then you can make your own crowd noise at home.
Sure, but they don't take. They're not going to have a wide shot where you see empty seats.
No, they're not going to fake it.
Yeah, all right.
It's not going to be like Bill Maher's been doing with his, he's using a lot of public domain crowd footage.
Yeah.
And dubbing that in, which actually I think works in his case. But it's still strange seeing the late night hosts without any laughing or anything.
Don't they put a laugh track with Jimmy Fallon, don't they?
They might. I don't watch Fallon as much as I watch the other two.
Kimmel's like from his kitchen. So
yeah, well, kitchen or various places in his home. I'm not sure where Colbert does his thing or the other guys. But, they're at least all kind of getting in the groove of it. The beginning, it was very awkward and hard to watch. But now they all seem to have a degree of comfort.
Yeah.
With doing that.
Fallon seemed very uncomfortable in it. And I think they put a laugh track behind him because those jokes aren't that funny, that they tell. And then when they just sit there afterwards, it's like.
I know. Ugh. I know. And plus, in Fallon's case, his daughters are going to explode at any point. So, I think he's a little on edge. They don't know when they're going to come running in the room, which is one of the things I think is great about all this from home stuff.
Yeah.
It's great seeing their houses. It's great seeing their bookshelves. And I love having the kids, bond the broadcast.
Daddy's trying to work now.
Yeah, Daddy's trying. But so what? I mean, I just think it's such a, for such a strange situation, it's such a nice human touch to have, elements of your family. Colbert's son is like the on-site producer, down by his knees. and he brings his wife in every now and then. And that stuff to me is okay. I mean, I think that makes it more special than... than it would be otherwise.
It's quite a time stamp on everything.
There was a video, Johnny Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls was part of a New Jersey benefit, and he's sitting on his front porch, and his dog's walking in and out of the shot and barking in the middle of songs. And, it'll be playing with a ball, and then the ball drops down the steps of the porch that goes running after it, and he comes back. That's good stuff.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that detracts at all.
So what else we got going on? The Buddy Holly biopic, is that going to be live streamed or
Well, we got an official Buddy Holly biopic. Sorry. He's going to be doing, you know, sanctioned by the family, sanctioned by his widow, who even helped develop the script for it. You know, Stuart Benjamin, who is one of the producers, and he produced the Ray Charles biopic. Ray, Bruce Beresford's the director. He did Driving Miss Daisy and Tender Mercy. So these are real people who I think are going to make a really good Buddy Holly, you know, biopic. I got some book news this week. Rob Halford from Judas Priest is going to do a memoir. It's going to come out in September. Adrian Smith, one of the guitarists from Iron Maiden, is doing a book about fishing.
Really?
It's called Monsters of River and Rock, My Life as Iron Maiden's Compulsive Angler.
Wow. Really, that seems kind of like fishing seems like not like his music. Cause
no.
One is mayhem and the other is
right.
Quiet.
Well, that's the point he's kind of making, is he kind of chills out.
We should get him on Gillespie.
By hitting the rivers, you know, he's really? Not, if he's playing any metal music, it's in his earbuds, I'm sure it's not disturbing the fish, unless you can figure out, like, oh, okay, the little bit of Iron Maiden disturbs the bass and makes them jump out of the water, so I can just catch them. We'll learn a lot about that in September.
So is he sort of painting his dueling with fish as, like, you know, kind of a death metal thing?
Yeah, we'll see. I haven't read it yet, but I'm interested in that. And then Neil Preston, longtime, you know, great rock photographer, you know, has photographed all the greats. He's going to put out a Queen book. It's called Queen, the Neil Preston photographs. Brian May and Roger Taylor have contributed some text to that. So I think, you know, that should be an interesting book too. That's one of those books you'll open up and, like, every other page, you'll say, "Oh, I've seen that." He's the same with Led Zeppelin. He was one of their major photographers.
Excellent. Anything else we should know before we get finished up?
Well, we've got some news about Record Store Day and some of the releases that are coming out for that. We'll be getting something new. Let's see. Sorry.
Soundgarden was the
Soundgarden. Thank you. Soundgarden. Brandi Carlile got in the studio with members of Soundgarden. And their Soundgarden to record Black Hole Sun and a couple of other songs. That's going to be part of the August Record Store Day. The Who's concert from Monterey Pop is going to come out as part of the October Record Store Day. And Def Leppard's going to be putting out an EP of its performance from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction last year. So that'll be good stuff to have. And I like this idea. They're going to split Record Store Day up over 3 months, and we'll have a few releases each week or each month, rather than, you know, walking into this gigantic cluster of brand new records.
Yeah, well, things are a little different now. All right, Gary.
All right, very good. Well, you guys have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. We're off next week, but
you are. But the A team will be on next week.
Yeah, that's right.
We got this.
All right, we will talk next week.
All right. Thank you,
thanks, Gary.
Take care.